Please stand as you are able for the reading of the Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Jesus also said, "The kingdom of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. He does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once he goes in with his sickle because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all the shrubs and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts help us to live and love like you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I failed to mention in the announcements, and I remembered just as I was stepping down, but happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. Sorry about that. And all of those father figures as well that might not have fathered your own children, but you have helped other people along the way. Today we celebrate you and all there is to that. So as many of you know, or maybe you don't know, my first two calls were up in Moorhead, Minnesota, and Fargo, North Dakota. They're sister cities, so it's like they're right across a little river from each other. But when I moved up from Columbia, South Carolina, I was in culture shock in the middle of July, and it wasn't even winter yet that I had to endure. Because as I would walk around these neighborhoods, I started to notice this pattern happening in the middle of July, and that was that every single home had a garden. And I was just shocked, and right, all of the fruit and all of the vegetables were just ripe at that time. And I just couldn't believe. I'd seen home gardens when I was in the South, but not to this extent. Every single backyard had a huge garden in it. So I came to the conclusion really fast that when the ground is frozen for so many months out of the year, when it's not frozen, you get your hands in it and you get a little dirty. So after my first horrible winter came summer. And I said, you know what? I am going to have a garden in my backyard. And it failed miserably. I had never grown anything in my life, and most plants in my house die as well. So I don't know what I was thinking. But the next year, as soon as that snow started to melt off the ground, as soon as the temperature was finally above freezing, I got that same urge again. I need to grow something. I need to do something. I didn't waste the time and money with a garden, but I was getting my hair done, talking to my hairdresser, and she says, "This is easy. Here's some seeds." She gave me some heirloom 4 o'clock flower seeds that her dad had grown, and he would then get the seeds from, and she gave these, and I said, "Okay, what do I do?" Right? So I was going to finally ask that question. She said, "Get a big pot. Put some dirt in, just scatter the seeds, put some more dirt, water it if it hasn't been raining too much, and just it'll grow, I promise." Well, I wasn't too confident in her answer, and I wasn't too confident in my ability, so I went home and I planted these seeds, scattering them all around this big pot, and I sat there and I waited, and I waited, and I waited, and to my complete surprise, I grew some flowers, and they were gorgeous. I mean, these 4 o'clock flowers, I would just sit out by the pot because I was just like, I did this, number one, but they were also just so beautiful. And I remember in that waiting process, you know, you're not sure what's going to happen. I remember thinking, This has so little to do with me in this whole process, and has a lot more to do with something else. Because no matter how much I worried over this pot, I knew it from the summer before, no matter how much I worried, I wasn't going to grow those seeds any more than anybody else could. And so we look at that in our Gospel of Mark for this morning. And when Jesus is using two different parables and he holds them side by side in the Gospel of Mark, and I think for a really good reason, Jesus explains this is what the kingdom of God is like. And if you look back to that very first parable, it's the kingdom of God is like someone scattering seeds on the ground, and right, they sleep and they rise and they don't really do much about it. But guess what? The earth produces of itself, and so a plant is eventually grown. The kingdom of God is like that, scattered seeds, because the kingdom of God spreads and it flourishes, and it's far beyond our control and even our imagination in that. So Jesus' first parable today helps us realize this first point. Because there's a difficult lesson in this, if you're anything like me, and you can't let go of control. Because what it says is that we are to scatter the seeds, and God is the one that does the growing. The seeds grow, and they take root in God's time, in God's given course. Jesus says to us, scatter the seeds. Let God worry about the growth of God's kingdom. Jesus says we are not responsible for making the kingdom of God a wonderful success. Instead, our job, our responsibility, and our calling in life is to simply scatter the seeds. God is responsible for the growth, and we all know that God is so incredibly faithful. It's a hard pill to swallow if you're like me who wants to watch and wait for this plant to grow. You want to see all of the results of that flower growing. It's worrying over it. Never did anything right. And so I think, like with the kingdom of God, I can worry about saying the right things, about doing the right things. But it's God that actually grows the kingdom. But just because we aren't responsible for the growth doesn't let us off the hook. So don't go away too fast thinking that there's nothing for us to do. Because our work does matter. What we do as workers in God's field is important. But ultimately, if you want to see just exactly how much it all depends on you and me, well, God works whether we are awake or whether we are asleep. And so our efforts are small but still important in this big picture of God's kingdom. And God still chooses us to do that work. God still blesses the work that we do in God's field, scattering those seeds. And at times, we are shocked beyond our wildest expectations about what that growth looks like. Our reading today from 2 Corinthians reminds us that so we are also confident, even though we know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. Faith is often described and defined as trust. That says it perfectly. We walk by faith and not by sight. And in the case of our work of scattering seeds, faith is trusting that the things that we do, the work that we are called to do for God, will turn out all right in God's way and in God's time. Faith is keeping on with the work of God's love and grace and forgiveness and compassion and justice, and trusting that in God's own time, the crop will grow, even if we never even live to see that crop grow. Faith is in part us letting go and letting God be in control. Jesus teaches us that the kingdom of God, that this work of grace and love and compassion and peace and justice in the world, is our work to do as Christians, but it is God's to grow from there. We continue to live and love like Jesus, knowing that God has got the rest. I saw a video back a couple years, and I had to go back to refresh my memory, but it was about dominoes. And this guy explains in this video that a domino can knock over the next domino that is 1.5 larger than itself. And so he has this chain of 13 dominoes, and the smallest one is 5 millimeters by 1 millimeter wide. And he actually takes a pair of tweezers to lay it down. The next, or the largest one of the 13, is 100 pounds and tall. And so he takes this, knocks it over, and that 100-pound domino is knocked over with ease by the end of it, by just 13 dominoes. He says that if he had 29, the 29th domino would be the size of the Empire State Building. That's just 16 more than he had there. It's amazing to think that the little things matter, that the little things can make a big difference. So the second parable today, when we turn to it and look, it points us to just that point. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, right? When it's sown into the earth, it is the smallest seed, but it produces this greatest shrub, putting forth large branches so that birds of the air can nest in its shade. Now, if you know any more about gardening than I do, which is obviously not a lot, you'll know that the smallest seed is actually, in fact, not a mustard seed. I was told this by the ladies that were in my Bible study, who know a lot more than I do up in North Dakota, who had these gorgeous gardens. And I was like, oh, okay, good to know. And also that this shrub tree of a mustard shrub in the Middle East is not actually this gorgeous, beautiful tree. It's actually this bush-looking thing that's huge, and it's considered a weed. No one wants a mustard shrub near their property because it just invades every single thing around it. And I think that the people that Jesus was talking to knew this all too well, because it says instead, the kingdom of God is like a weed. It spreads, and sometimes you can't control how it spreads or where it grows or why it grows in that certain place. It just does. But the most beautiful part of this parable comes in these words. It puts forth large branches so that the birds of the air can make nest in its shade. The kingdom of God is like that. And our reading from Ezekiel today backs that up, so that the birds of the air can make nest in its shade. The kingdom of God is a weed that takes over everything that's around it. That's this huge inconvenience to the people that are around it as well. And it's all for the purpose of creating a place for the birds to make home and rest in the shade. So if we want to bring the kingdom of God here and now, we are to look and act like that huge, out-of-control shrub by providing a home and a place of rest and a place of sanctuary and a place of shelter for all those who need a home. And we're to provide shade for all those who need a break in life. When Jesus puts these two parables together, something beautiful happens, because he reminds us that we are called to do work sometimes small acts and sometimes big, but we are called to do the work of God in the world, proclaiming God's love, proclaiming God's compassion for humanity yet again. And then these parables remind us that the ultimate purpose and the ultimate outcome of that work is not in our hands, but it's in God's. God calls us first and foremost to love. And if we do that, God's got the rest. Which is, in reality, a bit frustrating and a bit reassuring at the same time. It's frustrating for those of us who don't like to wait, who want to be in charge and in control of what is grown and how it's grown and what it looks like and the progress over time. We can't measure the success of God's kingdom like we would hope. But it's also at the same time reassuring and liberating to know that in God's eyes, success is not judged by the size of the things that are grown, but instead the faithfulness that they are planted. At St. John's, we plant a lot of seeds every single week. We are planting seeds through being a community together that is fed and nourished on a weekly basis through worship, and then called back out in the world to feed and nourish those around us. We are planting seeds through developing the relationships of our global mission partners in Guatemala, in South Sudan, and in Bethlehem. We are planting seeds through fun fellowship activities where we get to be there for one another. We are planting seeds through the Gator Reading Program, the St. John's Tent Village, Barnabas Connection, Tan Prison Ministry, Food for Thought, the Child Development Center for Tutoring, for Rowan Helping Ministry, delivering meals for Meals on Wheels, and the list could literally go on and on and on. We are planting seeds. And what these seeds will be has not yet fully been revealed to us. But the one thing that we can be assured of is that God has not finished the work that God has begun in us, because there's still so much goodness and so much love that needs to go out into the world. And if you aren't a part of one of those things at St. John's and you want to be, come talk to Pastor Rhodes or I, because we would love to get you involved in the good things that we are doing here. Because we are like those flower seeds in my garden just before the eruption of growth. The seeds have been planted, the pot has been prepared, the fertilizer is in place. We have done what we have done, and the work that we continue to do is all going to help grow God's kingdom. Our calling today is to keep doing that work. Keep doing it faithfully and full-heartedly. Keep trusting that God is going to work in and through us to do beautiful things. And when we do have shade in our trees to give to others, let's let all of God's creation rest in that. Amen.